This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9, 13 minutes to 9, 18.7 degrees in Melbourne on your Monday night. And we have got a very, very special guest in the studio. But first, before that, I want to get to a couple of messages because we have had some texts in. 0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au is our email address. Shout out to Raphael, who's listening in from South America. Lucy, hello Lucy, she's in South Morang. Brian in New Jersey, Anna in the UK, Julian in Switzerland, David in Malaysia, Vesna, Rochelle in Melbourne, Brendan and Mark are listening in from the UK, and Angie is in Gippsland, Victoria. So there they are, and they send us some messages and some tweets. So thank you so much for listening in. So while I've got your attention, let me introduce you to our next guest. He's sitting right beside me here in the studio. Benny Walker has come in to visit us. G'day, Benny.
G'day, how are you?
Welcome to Joy.
Thank you very much.
It's a big introduction.
I know.
Yeah, I'm nervous because you said we've got a special guest, but before you do that, I think we're going to say, here's Benny Walker. It would have been a little bit more awkward.
Where do we start, Benny? Victorian Indigenous singer-songwriter, and you were awarded with the Victorian Indigenous Performing Arts Award for Best New Talent in 2012. Bit of an honour for you?
Yeah, it was. It was very nice to be given a little pat on the back, you know. Sort of try and go about things my own way, and because I don't think there's really any paved road that you can take, unfortunately. It'd be much easier, but it's nice to get that little pat on the back when you feel like you're going about it in your own way and doing things right.
And your new album, Through the Forest, you're brand new. It's a follow-up from 2012's Sinners and Saints. Tell us a little bit about the new album. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of it a bit later, but what's it like to release a follow-up album following up from your 2012 one?
Yeah, it was. I just felt like I wanted to... with every time I record, I try and just improve as a songwriter and a performer, and just try and put out, you know, don't want to put out the same album over and over again, so try and evolve one way or another, and I feel like I've done that. I think I was a bit more open to writing in different ways this time around, and didn't feel confined in any way, and just let the producer help me, you know, give him that album feel by the time we're at the studio.
You're currently in the middle of an album tour at the moment, kicking it off with Dan Sultan at Taronga Zoo. How's that for a location? A couple of weeks ago, and played some shows in the Northern Territory. Tell us a little bit about the tour. Especially in your time in the Northern Territory, that would have been just amazing.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good way to start the tour, as you said, with those few dates so far. And I just got back last night, and I don't normally sound exactly like this. not only were, you know, the gigs, you know, and all that, a lot of fun, and you kind of get up and give everything. Probably a little bit sleep deprived too, to be honest. But it was amazing too. I've never been out to Arnhem Land, and it was just an absolute treat. And just it was really nice to go out to a place like that, somewhere so remote, and just see everyone just getting along really well. Like, it was a real, like, relaxed environment, like, to be in, and you know everyone was just super nice to us, and the crowd was amazing, and you know, yeah, we just got looked after so well. We just got open arms. It was great.
You bumped into Ronnie Burns while you're up there. What happened?
Oh man, social media, right?
Where do you find this?
Yeah. Good, you've done your
You can't get away with it. Not if I'm researching.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I did catch up with Ronnie. Ronnie's a friend from about probably 5 years ago, and I didn't even realize he'd moved up there. I hadn't seen him for a while, and I went in on the red eye and woke up Thursday morning. I had some radio and stuff to do up there. Yeah, Ronnie sent me a message letting me know that he'd moved up there and he wanted to catch up for coffee. We went for breakfast, and we finished dinner about 10:30 that night.
Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that was a
decent session.
Yeah, it was. A lot of coffee.
Oh, nice. Now, you've got 9 tracks on your new album, and look, they're deeply personal. Now, did you find that you really opened yourself up to some pretty, you know, honest moments when you were putting the new album together?
Yeah, and, you know, it's not something I thought about until it was time to release the album and let other people hear it. You know, you write them, and it was actually, like, really... I was going through sort of some periods with a little bit of anxiety and stuff like that, and it was cool for me this time to it's the only time I've really been through anything like that. And what I was doing was taking the, those thoughts that were in my head and mustering up the energy to be constructive, which can be really hard in those kinds of moments. And took that and put pen to paper. I got the thoughts out of my head, and from there I was able to really just bring this album, I guess, together. And yeah, I was feeling good, basically getting the thoughts out of my head, and then to go to the studio with Shane and all that. And then once I went to release it, I kind of went, whoa, that's right, I've sort of laid all these things out. And yeah, but you know, it's been good. I think people hopefully people will relate to it and realize that, you know, you're not the only one that has those down periods and down times. And you know, you're not weird or outcast or anything like that. I think everyone gets inside their own head a little bit too much.
Well, the new album is out now, and the tour dates also out there. You performed at an old church on the hill in Bendigo. I saw a photo on social media with all the rugs on the couches. They looked pretty comfy. I could settle in for the night there. You've got a gig coming up at the Thornbury Theatre on April 10. So for our listeners out there, go and check him out at the Thornbury Theatre on April 10. And you are touring some great places, Benny. Sydney, Ballarat, Mount Beauty, Thirroul, Gosford, and even Pinjarra in Western Australia. So you're touring right up to May 10th. So there's plenty of opportunity. So if you're listening from abroad, make sure you check him out. Now, this is, I think, probably your strongest work to date on this new album, Through the Forest, and it's out now, available on iTunes, so people can download it from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what I'm going to do is spin the first single from the album, Will There Be a Light? So this is the first single. Now, if you want to catch up with Benny, you can get him on Facebook, facebook.com/ Benny Walker Music. And also hit him up on Twitter, Benny_Walker. Benny, do you want to introduce the single Will There Be a Light to our Joy listeners tonight?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Will There Be a Light by Benny Walker.
I close my eyes to sleep,
right here, right now on Joy 94.9. It's 2 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you, everyone, for listening into our show tonight. And a big thank you to Benny Walker for giving us a very special insight into his new album. We've got a very special treat coming up. Make sure you stick around after 9 o'clock. We will catch you same time next week. But Benny is going to take us out tonight with he's going to play live right now. Now That I Am Broken, this is called. Make sure you check him out and support our awesome talent that we got here in Australia. Benny, over to you. Catch you next week.
Once upon a time I used to feel so self-assured, but everything I knew was always right. Until one day a rose done came and swept me off my feet. But any other name should smell as sweet. My heart's a secret garden, walls are awful steep. I keep climbing and I won't look down. Will you take me now? Now that I am broken, will you take me now?
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.